there have been indications over the last couple of weeks that it was leading to this. Governor Baker has been very skeptical and reticent to back this. He has been in contact with the Brattle Group, with other people who have been looking at the finances. And we all knew that if the governor was not going to be willing to sign a financial backstop, a financial guarantee, that Boston did not have the wherewithal to do that, and the IOC would not accept a Boston bid on that, on those grounds. So I think it was leading to this. Whether or not it was going to happen in one day or 5 days or 3 weeks, most of us had no idea. But yes, it did happen very quickly yesterday. My own read on the situation is that Mayor Walsh was informed by the governor that the governor would not be backing this, and so Mayor Walsh, who's been a very strong proponent, wanted to sneak in under the bell and say, yes, I'm standing up for the taxpayers too.
You mentioned Governor Baker was skeptical of this all the way through. He is probably quite relieved today that he doesn't have to take a stand on this. He never really came out for it or against it, did he?
Not explicitly, although I think people who have followed this closely realize that he was the crucial peg here to make it work, and he never came out and said that he was going to support it. He had received already a draft report from his financial advisors, even though that was not stated publicly or made public, that I'm pretty certain indicated that the financial situation was not salutary, was not positive for the city or the state. And so he was going to wait before he made an official announcement for another couple of weeks, but as your question suggested, he talked to the USOC yesterday during their conference call, and he must have told Marty Walsh ahead of time what he was going to tell the USOC, and then Mayor Walsh stepped out and said that he's not prepared to sign the guarantee.
Why do you think the public never really caught the enthusiasm of the Olympics in Boston?
The polls were against the Olympics, and the problem has been all along that there's the IOC requirement for a financial backstop. People in Massachusetts have just finished paying for the Big Dig. It's a major construction project in Boston. It was supposed to cost $2 billion. It ended up costing over $20 billion. So in Massachusetts, we're all very keenly aware of promises about budgets and keenly aware of massive overruns. The Olympics have had massive overruns. The average cost overrun in real terms of all of the Summer Olympic Games since 1980 has been 252%. Every Olympic Games we have records for since 1960 have had a cost overrun. And the other issue has been that the Boston 2024 committee, particularly the earlier incarnation of the committee led by John Fish, has been involved in a number of deceptions and misdirections and elements of imprudent management that have all been publicized. And I think people's skepticism and mistrust only grew as a result of that.
With that statistic you just quoted, the 252% cost overrun, why do cities still want to have the Olympics with numbers like that staring them right in the face?
Well, I think, it's important to distinguish between executive groups or groups of corporate executives who push these bids and the cities. Corporate executives start committees like Boston 2024, then they lean on politicians to support them. Politicians very often will support what the donors to their campaigns tell them to do. And there's a lot of hype in hosting the Olympics. There's a lot of feel-good benefits during the 17 days of the game. People are infatuated with sports and competition. So you can mobilize people around that kind of an event. And particularly when you have, in an urban political economy, the construction sector sector is absolutely vital. And if they can in turn mobilize the construction unions and they can mobilize the investment banking firms that are going to float the bonds and the lawyers who work for them and a few other groups, the hospitality sector, they then have a business coalition. The business coalition goes to the politicians and leans on them, and the politicians fall in line, and then you get cities bidding. That's what's happened historically with the Olympic Games. Now, having said that, it's also been the case since the late 1990s that the number of cities interested in bidding for the Winter and Summer Olympics has been declining, and it's a major problem for the IOC, and this recent episode in Boston is going to emphasize that problem. It shines a bright light, on this requirement of the IOC for a financial backstop. And this is an issue that the IOC is going to have to deal with. The IOC historically, as a monopolist, they're the only seller of the rights to host the Olympic Games. And the Olympic Games, of course, are extraordinarily popular. They're not subject to government regulation because it's an international body. They have had enormous power, but sometimes monopolists push their power a little bit too far. And I think that the IOC is in that territory right now.